Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, it is your fun Friday, and it's a special day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday's episode here, fellas. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. You know, we're going to start every episode with a little bit of scripture because we got to get started on the right foot. So this week, the scripture has been Isaiah 12, verses 1 and 2. It says in there, in that scripture, it says, "Then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, Lord. For although you are angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." Guys, I love that scripture. Again, go back to the spiritual kickoff earlier. If you missed it, check that out. I really unpacked that scripture in depth, and hopefully you got something from that. And if you missed our last episode too, go check that out, because I talked about our son, Judah Levi, him getting here, just having our first Thanksgiving with him. So hopefully you enjoyed that story. Just not prayerfully, not a ton of drama in that one, but we are so delighted to have him here. I want to start on this fun Friday too as well. Guys, there's so much that's happening inside the community. It's just been incredible. You know, we just had our first Ask Me Anything event. We have a mastermind group that's going, and I'm talking about this mastermind group, fellas. It is unbelievable. These boys are leaning into the hard, and they are being real. They're being vulnerable. They're making decisions. They're holding each other accountable, and they're growing together. We have 100 plus members in this membership right now. We have guys that are posting on a regular basis areas that they're making improvements on, areas that they need help with, insight, motivation, encouragement. Guys, it's unreal. I mean, most recently, we had a member who posted about some things that he learned in Proverbs 14. About encouragement and about serving, how we need to have a servant's heart, and how ultimately serving others, what that should look like in our life. Guys, this young man is 19 years old. It's unreal. Then we have guys in here that are starting their own discipleship groups and Bible studies, and they're talking about things that you're doing there. We have guys in here that are sharing podcasts that they've listened to and things that, and resources that are helping them in their walk. And look, there's none of this boisterous type of look at me. It's all done with humility. And these guys are bringing it week in, week out, just of insight. And we're having these Bible study meetings on Thursday nights, and they're really leaning into different topics. We've been digging a lot in the past month around wealth, and we're going to start shifting it up and start talking about self and being a better husband. But guys, it's real conversation. Lion lunches. We get together and we literally just have lunch and have conversations about what's going on. Where do we need help with? Maybe we celebrate things together. but it's a community where you can just actually be real. Just be real. And that's what it's all about. It's just being able to bring forth that real, raw. Don't have to put up any fake facade or anything like that. Just being real. Hey, I'm struggling with this. We had a member sign up the other day. He literally popped in. One of the first things it says, what are you looking for out of this community? First thing he wrote, look, I'm struggling with porn. I'd like to get some help from some brothers in Christ. And you know what? We are going to rally around that dude and we're going to help him because that's what it's about. So again, check out the community there, guys. There's so much there that you can be able to help you grow to be the leader God intends you to be. And guys, you know, we're figuring all this stuff out. We're adding stuff to community all the time. Doing a daily devotional. We're just reading through God's word every day. So if you're struggling, just reading through God's word, just hop on the daily devotional. I'll read it. You can follow along and we'll just right there. You'll have your time in the word. You have an opportunity to grow. That's it. So there you go, guys. Again, I had a lot of fun with what's going on in the community. Don't want you to miss that, particularly on this Black Friday special. This is 50% off. You need to take advantage of that now because it will go away. Now, don't want you to miss it. So anyway, you know, on our fun Fridays, I'm going to give you three tips, a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip, right? So health tip, okay, what you need you to do, it's more of a mind thing. List your blessings. Okay. Now I get it. You guys just went through Thanksgiving. You're so stuffed with turkey, you can't even think about it. But I'm going to tell you what, holidays are stressful. They are. And sometimes holidays bring up memories of the past, and they can be difficult. They really can. So look, I want you to combat that. Take some time today. Be able to sit alone with God and get out a notepad and start listing the blessings in your life. This can be big things, small things. This is a healthy mental exercise. And you know what? Do it. To make it even better for you, get outside and do it. Go out in nature. Go for a walk. Go to a park. Go in the woods. Sit next to a freaking oak tree. Whatever you need to do, be still with God. Just list your blessings. You know, you can start with your obvious stuff, your family, things like that. But I mean, there's other things you can list as blessings. You know, if you like hunting, that's a blessing. Thank you for letting us hunt. Thank you for sunshine. Thank you for boats, whatever, motorcycles. Thank you for ice cream. Whatever the blessings are in your life, guys. Thank them for your health. You have air in your lungs. You know, those the little blessings. So don't forget, it can be the big things, it can be the small things, but take the time to list them out and actually write them down. There's something that triggers when you take it from there. Head and you write it, that just really is affirming. And that could just be a prayer in itself. You know what, God, I'm just going to list my blessings and you just start writing. And when you finish, you can't think of anything else. Say amen and say thank you, Lord Jesus. There's your health tip. All right. Wealth tip for your Black Friday here. Okay. Now, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, I get it, yada, yada, yada. All those are great when they're budgeted for. Okay. Cause it's easy to get caught up in excitement. I get it of saving money. Look, I want to save all this money because look all this money I can save on Amazon. I get it. But look, don't get click happy. You know, they make it so easy. They take so much friction out of that buying cycle. You can easily get click happy. And next thing you know, you've racked up thousands of dollars in expenses. So go into this weekend in particular with a game plan. Stick to it. We are called to be good stewards. What is a steward? Someone who manages something for someone else. And what is that? That's money for God. We are just managing God's money. That's it. You don't own a dime. He owns it all. Get that right mindset. Be that good steward. And look, a great deal, I don't care how great it is, it's not worth blowing your budget over. I'm going to say it again. A great deal is not worth blowing your budget over. Now, you may need to go back to your budget and look at, okay, where can we adjust to make this great deal fit? But don't try to make that square peg fit into the round hole. Don't do it. Be smart through this Black Friday and Cyber Monday, guys. Okay? Now, self-tip. I've talked about this a little in the past, but this is a reminder. Take the time to share with your wife and with your children, how thankful you are for them and why. Seriously, they need to hear the words from you directly. Too often, you know, we go back to holidays and we're just checking boxes, man. We're just checking boxes. And even in daily life, we're just checking boxes. Just another Thanksgiving, got another Christmas, got another carpool, whatever, right? And we never take the time to tell those that mean the most to us how we feel. And as men, we have to start leaning in to this concept of sharing how we feel with others, particularly what's on our heart, because they need to hear it. They need to hear it. And you're going to build a strong Christ-centered relationship with your family when you lean in and you start talking about it. Use the power of your words to build up the ones around you, particularly the ones that are underneath your roof, because that is what's most important. They need to hear it, particularly this Thanksgiving weekend. Now you hear that. You know, if you have children, they've been doing all this I'm thankful for stuff in their schools and stuff like that, and I'm sure they need to hear from you. Hear from you. Hey, son. Hey, daughter. Hey, wife. I'm thankful for you, and here's why. Right? Because I tell you what, I am thankful for Chloe, for Ava, for Lily, for Judah, and for Rebecca, and all the rest of my family, but those are the core group that live underneath my house. And I'm going to be very intentional about telling them, making sure they understand that, you know, how thankful I am just to be a part of the family and how I don't take their responsibility as the head, the leader of the family lightly. You know, I'm having a lot of these conversations with my oldest lately about why I'm making decisions I'm having to make, and I'm having to make those decisions for her, for that are best for her. But for her, it feels very, very much like dad is trying to be mean, and it's not. But there's some things that I'm in charge of protecting her for. It's like God is always, you know, has his eye after us as her earthly dad. It's my job to keep my mind, to keep my eye out for the dangers that could attack her. And it's your job as well. But take the time to share how thankful you are with those ones you love the most. So guys, they're your health tip. They're your three tips, rather. Health tip, I want you to list those blessings. Seriously, that will do you so much good mentally. Just list the blessings. Wealth tip, remember Black Friday, Cyber Monday, great deals. Don't blow your budget. Stick to your budget. And your self tip, make sure you take the time to tell your wife and your children how thankful you are for them and why. So important. All right, guys. Now, book of the week. This came from my wife. She recommended this book for this week. I went and I bought this book. I think I bought a used copy of like $2 or something like that. Found a really good deal, but it's a really, really good book. It's called Raising Grateful Kids in an Entitled World. So it says how one family learning that saying no can lead to life's biggest yes. It's written by Kristen Welch. Actually has Gary Chapman on here as he wrote a review. Gary, he's that, the love language guy. But I tell you what, it was just a very encouraging book that she walks through. And I'm going to look right here real quickly for you guys and just give you a quick rundown of the different chapters and points that she talks about, because they all spoke to me and how I'm trying to lead my family. It talks about wants versus needs. What a great way to start the book. Wants versus needs. Just having that clarification of what that looks like. It talks about the selfie society. Guys, she spent a lot of time talking about the cell phones, what they're doing to us, the impact, and what we can be doing to make better choices about technology. Again, there's a strong undertow pulling at our kids, really pulling at them. We need to understand what that is. And then she talks about how to resist that current, like the current that they're being pulled against, by we cultivate obedience and how we live out God's love in our own homes. So guys, there are so many items. This is a really applicable book too. You can take a lot of what's inside this book and start applying it moving forward. But for me, it was just a big encouragement. For one, just to know that somebody else thinks this doggone way. And they're trying not to raise these little brats, but actually trying to raise entitled kids. Am I just offended you by calling your kid a brat? I'm sorry. Somebody probably should have told you that long before me. Now go read this book and let's stop making them being brats and let's have them be grateful, right? And let them show the fruit of the Spirit. You know, greed is not a fruit of the Spirit. Okay. So again, check that out. Raising Grateful Kids in an Entitled World. We'll make sure that link is in the show notes. It'll be on our Book of the Week page. And that's just a quick reminder to you guys. We have a Book of the Week every week. So if you've missed them, just go to thelionwithin.us, click on resources. You'll see Book of the Week. They're all right there. You can check out all the books that I've recommended, I've read. To meet that criteria for that page, a couple things. I have had to read them, have read them in the past. So if I don't read them, they don't get on that page. And they have to be a value to a Christian man that's trying to be the leader God intends you to be. You know, I'm not going to put up on there like Pinocchio or something like that right now. But you know, there are things that are going to help us all grow. Okay, so go check that out. Now, for our Fun Friday, Black Friday special, dad jokes. Here we go. And these are special. I'm going to give a quick couple shout outs here on the guys who actually gave these dad jokes. So dad joke number one, why is that bee's hair is sticky? Because they use a honeycomb. So there you go, guys. That was submitted by Brandon Tucker. Thank you, Brandon, for our submittal. Brandon is a key member of our Lion Within Us community. A great guy. Does a lot for the Lord. Wonderful. Just love his heart. He submitted that dad joke there inside the community, so we're giving him a shout out here. The second dad joke, did you know that the first French fries were not made in France? They were made in Greece. So there you go. That one was submitted by Andrew Sather. He is in the community as well. He's been on our show before as well. But Andrew is very active in the community. Love his heart. And he wanted to submit that dad joke. So we got two dad jokes. This is the first episode ever where both the dad jokes were submitted by guys within the community. So you want to know, hey, I got a dad joke. I want to submit one. Get in the community and submit it, and we'll give you a shout out. We'll put it on the show for sure, and use it. If we do, we'll make sure you get the mention notification there and give you guys all the credit. So again, den.thelinewithin.us to join that community. So dad joke number one, why is it that bees' hair is sticky? Because they use a honeycomb. Number two, did you know that the first French fries were not made in France? Were made in France. They were made in Greece. So there you go, fellas. They're your dad jokes of the week. Question of the week this week. Who do you give thanks to most often? I really want you to think about that, guys. Who are you saying thanks to most often? And if you don't find yourself saying, if you find yourself not saying thank you at all, what does that tell you? We need to have grateful hearts, guys. God loves us. Let's give him praise. Let's give him thanks all the time. So again, this is Black Friday. Do not want you guys to miss this opportunity to join our community, den.thelinewithin.us. Hook up with us there. Have a big Black Friday special going on right now. 50% off the community, up to 50% off the community, rather. Guys, don't want to miss this. This is a great chance. There's a 30-day free trial, so jump in. You don't have to commit right out the gate. Just jump in and see what it's like. Highly encourage you. If you got any value out the line within us, and I'm praying that you have, guys, it shows us that everything, all of our metrics showed us that you guys are getting value. Come be part of the community. That's what it's about. And we're doing this outside of Facebook and all these other worlds because we're going to have this in a place where we can be safe. We're not going to worry about being shut down or anything like that. We can actually just be real, be vulnerable, speak truth. That's what it is all about, fellas. So thank you again. I pray you have a great Friday. Enjoy this weekend. Whatever you're getting into this weekend, have some fun. Pray for me. We'll be starting to remodel the studio this weekend. Looking forward to that. Hopefully the podcast will have a new look and feel here pretty soon with a new backdrop and things like that. I'm very excited for that. So hopefully, you guys, you'll see some changes here in 2023 with a pretty cool looking backdrop and some scene. It's going to just give a better opportunity to serve you in a really cool type of studio here. So be in prayer for that. Again, have some fun this weekend, guys. Take those lessons to heart, those tips rather to heart, and apply them. So I pray you come back next week. We have some wonderful guests coming next week as well. Really looking forward to that. For the guys who powered through with us this week on Thanksgiving, thank you so much. Pray that you did have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Find those good deals. Have those Black Friday savings. Don't forget to join the Founders Coalition of the Lion Within Us, because right now It's the best time to jump in and be part of the community. So I'll see you guys next week. Get after it. Give us that rating, write a review, all that stuff, all that jazz, guys. You know what you need to do. If you like the hat, hey, go check out the Lion Within Us store on our main site, thelionwithin.us. You can get your hat or shirt or something like that there, guys. So see you next week. Pray have a great weekend, fellas. Get out, unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.